This is Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. A little later in the show, we'll feature a couple of pairings. We'll see how poetry and music are being brought together in Naples through Florida's poet laureate and a local composer. We'll also talk with an archaeology professor about how the natural human attraction to Florida Springs may have affected their evolution and how it may continue to do so. But first, it's time to save a little money. This weekend is the back-to-school sales tax holiday, but parents who've held off on buying school supplies may not be the only ones to benefit. Retailers see a bump as it's the second busiest shopping holiday of the year, and the parameters of what qualifies includes things like clothes and laptop computers, which, while helpful for school, are not always just for that. Here to tell us more about the holiday and a few specifics about what is exempt for state sales tax this weekend is James Miller with the Florida Retail Federation. Thanks for being part of the show today.
Oh, my pleasure, Julie. Thank you so much for having us.
We are talking about this weekend's sales tax holiday. Do you have a question or a comment? Give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So, James, the state sales tax holiday starts tomorrow and lasts through Sunday. Does that mean midnight tonight, or has the shopping frenzy reached Black Friday levels of shops opening early?
Not quite yet. No, according to the state statutes, it can only go starting at midnight tonight, and it ends at midnight on Sunday. However, the fact that you mentioned Black Friday is convenient because this weekend is actually the second busiest holiday, if you will, shopping holiday of the year behind Black Friday.
Is that because of the tax incentive, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it gets people, I mean, people are going to go out and shop anyways this time of year for clothing and supplies for their children. But I think what the tax-free holiday does is it gets those, that maybe that second group of people off the couch and into stores that maybe normally wouldn't go if that tax-free option wasn't there.
So have you heard of any shops opening early like that?
I have not, but it wouldn't surprise me. Unfortunately, I mean, you can still go and shop. You just won't be able to get the tax-free discount until 12:01.
12:01.
Yeah.
Tonight, going into Friday.
Correct, yeah.
So what qualifies as a no-sales tax purchase?
Oh, well, anything, supplies, anything under $15, any clothes under $65. And the big thing this year that we want to make people aware of is technology is back in this year, which is huge. It was not in last year. It was put back in this year, so we're thankful to the legislature and Governor Scott for that. Anything under $750 is eligible. So you're looking at saving about $50 or so, which is a nice chunk of change. And our studies have shown that consumers, when they go in and they save that kind of money, they end up buying secondary items for that technology component, whether it be chargers or cases or whatever it may be to help supplement that item.
That was in before, but then it went away last year, but now it's come back.
Correct. Yeah, we our retailers really wanted it back in. We pushed hard for it with legislators we were working with, and we were really proud to have it back in there.
So let's go over those three different categories. School supplies is, you know, the general pens, paper, notebooks, crayons, tape, safety scissors. Is there anything that falls into that category that people might be surprised?
Well, actually, the whole list of things, it's hundreds and hundreds of items, but the whole list can be found at floridarevenue.com. People can go there, get a complete list. It's not only for consumers, it's also for retailers. Because a lot of retailers, there are so many items, Julie, that it can be kind of tough to keep track of sometimes. So we really encourage people to go to that website, take a look. In the past, not to skip ahead, but for clothing-wise, we found that stuff for skis, cold weather skiing was included, which was always interesting here in Florida.
Yeah, we don't do a whole lot of that here.
Yeah, we don't get a whole lot of snow up here in Tallahassee, so yeah, maybe you guys do down south. I don't know.
No, we don't. I am going to report with 100% confidence that we have not had any snow.
I didn't think so, yeah.
So for clothing, though, does that mean all clothing? I mean, I'm not going back to school next week, but if I get a women's dress that's under $60, is that going to fall under the umbrella of no state sales tax?
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Julie. That is the one misconception about this weekend that is kind of funny, is people think that you have to have a toddler under your arm or a kid in middle school to be able to take advantage of that, and it couldn't be further from the truth. People of all ages can take advantage of this. It is called Back to School. It's just a popular, catchy name for it. But if you're a business professional, maybe looking to get a new shirt, maybe a new pair of pants or something, or you're maybe a grandparent just looking to go out and maybe pick up that new iPad that your grandchildren have been begging you to get for a while now to get up on the latest technology, here's your opportunity to do that. So people of all ages should really take advantage of it this weekend.
Okay, so if I find a dress and I really like it, but it costs more than the $65 cutoff there, does that mean that the first $60 is not taxed and then
no,
the remainder?
No, it's only for items under $65.
Okay, so if I get an $80 dress, then that just is going to be taxed at $80.
Correct. Correct. And what you're going to see, though, on the flip side of that, is you're going to see a lot of retailers, things that are maybe on the border, maybe things that are $70 or maybe $72, knocked down to that $65 price, so they fall under the eligible limit, and they're able to sell more of those items. So that's a good thing for consumers.
So are there any things that are kind of glaringly not included in that clothing category, like swimming suits? I mean, you said snow gear?
Snow gear. I'm pretty sure it's included this year. I'd have to go back and look. Like I mentioned, it's hundreds and hundreds of items. It's, you know, and it changes a little bit every year. Clothing-wise, no, most of the stuff that you would imagine is eligible. I can't think of anything that somebody would buy in Florida that wouldn't be eligible.
So then in tech, there are laptops. But what about iPads, printers? Do those things fall under that category?
Yes, they sure do. Computer cables, headphones, CDs, printers, routers, computer parts, monitors are all eligible. Things that aren't are cell phones, video game consoles and video games themselves, and televisions. And then something that's also a little surprising for some people probably is cases and bags and covers for computers and tablets are also not covered.
Okay, so cases and bags are not in the tax-free zone.
Correct.
And neither are phones. I'm kind of surprised because phones do a lot of the same things that iPads can do.
Yeah, no, it's something that is a little odd. I'm not sure why they were included in the non-eligible list, but it's something we'll probably look into next session.
So what other kinds of technology might fall under this tax holiday that could be useful for students in the classroom or at home, or even for grandma or grandpa?
Well, I mean, it's funny. With so many things on an iPhone now or a tablet, I'm not really sure how much technology is still needed with the standalone item. With so many different apps and everything you can use on your phone, a lot of those individual items just aren't as popular, aren't as necessary. But some things like graphing calculators would be used. But most of the stuff we find is really available on the tablets, like you mentioned, or a laptop. So it's kind of interesting that we're curious to see how many of those individual technology items outside of the tablets and laptops are going to be bought this year.
So there's so many hundreds of different things that are listed under all of these different categories. How do retailers handle that? I mean, are there registers programmed to pick up what's tax-free and what's not just for that weekend?
Exactly. Yeah, you're exactly right. And there's some legwork on the part of the retailers initially to reprogram their internal sales systems, point of sale systems, to reflect that these eligible items do not have the sales tax. And that's one thing that we always say, that people say, the sales tax holiday just shifts spending, or, there are reports out there that it's not good for consumers or retailers. And our retailers say quite the opposite. Because there is so much legwork on the part of a retailer up front just to be ready for this weekend, it still remains one of our top legislative priorities year in and year out by our members. So the legwork that's involved has not stopped the popularity of the weekend on either the retail or consumer side.
So I think it would be tough, though, if you're a small store owner. And is there any support that's given to retailers from the state?
Not that I'm aware of. The Department of Revenue may have some stuff that retailers can look into. We have easy point-of-sale systems here at the Florida Retail Federation that retailers can buy and make things easier for them. It is a little bit of a legwork, but I think that when you look into the increased sales that come with this weekend, our conversations with our members show that it's beyond worth the effort they go through to reprogram their systems.
So you're saying as far as feedback from retailers, there aren't a lot of people complaining about that extra?
No, they really aren't. They see the value in this weekend. They continue to ask us to push for it when we talk to the legislature and Governor Scott. So they definitely see the value in it.
Well, because like you said, it inspires people more than just back-to-school spenders.
Exactly. And as long as we can get the word out more that it's not just back-to-school, the better. The one thing we also noticed, Julie, is that it is a very popular weekend for families to go out together. And it also kind of reinvigorates the brick-and-mortar stores. It gets people off the couch, out of the online aspect of shopping, and gets them actually physically into the stores, which is a great thing. Brick-and-mortar still remains strong in spite of some of the narratives in the media. And this is one weekend where that proves that. The reason for that is you have a kid, maybe a 12-year-old or 13-year-old who's 5'6" in April, and then he or she has grown 3 or 4 inches in the summer, and all those clothes don't fit anymore.
Oh, don't
so
I know.
Being
it.
Able to take, exactly. I grew 5 inches one summer way back, when I was in high school. So my parents used to complain about it all the time. But that's the reason that you see so many people in the stores is for that reason, to make sure that all these clothes fit, the shoes fit, and the kids are ready to go for the school year.
And not to hurt anybody in brick and mortar, because there is obviously the need to try things on, but does this work for online sales? If you sit on your couch, do you still get this sales tax break if you're buying from, you know, someone online?
That's the best part about this, is that if you are just love shopping in your pajamas on the comfort of your couch, not a problem. If you shop during the eligible times, you know, midnight Friday to midnight Sunday, then anything you buy online will be tax-free as well.
And one of the things you mentioned is that some retailers may bring their prices to become under that $65 limit on clothing, for example, and sometimes maybe reducing tech down under $750 in order to qualify for the tax-free. Are there any other ways that retailers plan to add savings just for this holiday weekend?
Yeah, I think that the savvy and smart retailers would be wise to, like I said, lower prices on a lot of those items, have other discounts, other sales, you know, buy one, get ones kind of things. Anything they can do to differentiate themselves from their competition. Everyone's going to be selling a lot of the same items this year. So how do you, as a business owner, separate yourself from your competition? And that's by lowering prices and getting deals, getting eyeballs on deals that are going to get people in your store.
Yeah. Are there any of the big promotions that you've heard about from computer or software companies that are looking to give students additional discounts?
I have not. It doesn't mean that they're not out there. I would advise people this weekend, the one piece of advice I try to give people each year, because excuse me, it is such a busy weekend and it's crammed into just a small three-day period, is one, make sure you do as much research online ahead of time. Identify the products you want to get, and more importantly, identify the stores you want to go to save yourself from having to bounce from store to store on what's going to be a very busy weekend. And secondly, when you get to the store, have patience. It's going to be a busy weekend. There's going to be a lot of people there and a lot of kids running around and everything. So if you have patience and you do your research ahead of time, I think you're going to have a really positive experience this weekend.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We're going to have to leave it there for now. But I want to thank our guest, James Miller with the Florida Retail Federation. I appreciate your being able to join us and help spell out some of the rules that are involved this weekend.
Thank you so much, Julie. I really appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Well, coming up, while people tend to have a romantic view of natural springs as unsullied, pristine places of nature, one archaeologist says it's not so. Just as today, people have flocked to the springs of Florida for centuries. We'll talk with him after the break. I'm Julie Glenn, and this is Gulf Coast Live. Stay with us.